Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. Wasn't that beautiful? Way to start the Monday. Here comes the sun. Those of you who really like to do trivia, get a hold of that. Whose voice is that? I think it's going to be real familiar here to you in a few minutes. If you listen, it's one of the musical psychics. Well, I really don't think it's Pamela Cummings unless she got a lot more bass today. But let's get into the musical psychics, and this is Monday. Welcome, everybody. I love you, Orlando. Very busy day. Days, actually, Saturday and Sunday, got home, going back next weekend, got to see my friend, and you know who that friend is over there in Orlando, Florida, don't you guys? It's Bonnie Albers. Bonnie Albers is phenomenal. She's just the cutest little thing and the most funnest, positive individual that works with people on very serious issues. She works with people on their mental health, marriage, partnerships, sexuality, adult transitions. She is your coach for life, and you can get a hold of her there at YourCoach41. Jethro's not able to count. Your coach for life, not one, but just four. YourCoach 4 is in the letter LIFE at mail.com. And there's where we go. Well, we started this out with a very phenomenal voice, and here comes our host. You guys know this voice. We got this sent to us by a very good fan who told me this Sunday, my favorite psychic, my most intense psychic on your show is a Scorpio. And I laughed and said, great. I went to sign, and she goes, Gary Wimmer. And I said, oh. I laughed. I said, yeah, of course. You know, she told me, she goes, I didn't even phase you. She goes, most Scorpios get upset. I said, no, we don't get upset. We just get better. I said, Gary's phenomenal. And I said, why do you think I have him on there? He's the best. That's the voice you guys heard here, and that's the music that we got to have a little bit of taste of. We're going to use another one of Gary's songs here, and I shouldn't say use, but by permission, it's on the internet. We will be playing it for those of you who love it. His second song, My Kind of Woman, will give you a taste. Any of you guys want to get a hold of Gary, you know how to do it, right? You go on Psychics Gone Wild, but even you can also go on HTTP GaryWimmer.com psychic. I had a lot of individuals ask me, what's happening? Where are all these people? Where are you getting them? Well, don't worry about it. If you ever get uptight and you feel a little bit about the edge of what's going on Psychics Gone Wild, you just pick it up and you grab a hold of that PsychicsGoneWild.com, and it will set you straight. I had a lot of individuals telling me that Gary was on another show, and I was like, oh, and then he went on a show Saturday, and I went, oh, and they were all like, what do you think? And I said, I think Gary's good. I said, I know that we've got him, and as long as he's here on Monday, I'm good. So speaking of, let's go ahead and grab a few of those people that are, oh. So we're going to turn around and grab our first one. Here is our wonderful, phenomenal Bonnie. Bonnie, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Jethro. Thank you for that beautiful and wonderful introduction. I love that.
We love you, and I've got to see you. We were over in your town, and we had a friend give us a free day at Disney World. I love the fans. I go, oh, my God. I go, can you tell me where Bonnie lives? One lady laughs. She goes, no, but I know she's real good. I listen to her on the radio, and I just had so much good rapport from all the fans and the listeners that I want to thank all of them. And, Bonnie, we love you. We know that we've got such a phenomenal individuals that come on the show. Don't you think that song of Gary's is just beautiful?
I'm in awe. Gary, I mean, you're fabulous. I fabulous.
Well, now we can tell you a little bit of a secret. We were looking for a phenomenal woman, an individual who was not only psychically gifted, but a really good helper. And your name kept coming up, and here you are. You're working with our one and only phenomenal Gary Wimmer. Gary, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Jethro. Great to be with you. Hi, Bonnie. And I was real surprised when I started hearing Here Comes the Sun. I thought, that didn't quite sound like George Harrison. It took me a second to realize you got my version of it. God bless you. It's kind of a distorted file, but
they will track you down, and you got to watch, Gary. They're looking for a picture of you. We have a beautiful one of Bonnie in a puzzle pieces that is just phenomenal, and it's set in a very good background that's going to be on our T-shirts that they've got. People can collect them all. We have Psychic Fun Wild on the back with a beautiful, really psychedelic headphone set, and then on the front you can have, we've got Psychic Jethro, we've got Bonnie Albers, we've got Kelly Colder, we've got Gary Wimmer, and so but the thing is, right now, when we were looking, they're looking for pictures, so I told the fans, I said, well, right, so we got to let Gary look at that picture, it is him, and I got that music this weekend. I thought, well, they're on you, they're tracking you.
Gary, that was fabulous. I'm in awe. Like I said, it's wonderful.
We're going to give them a
I played a lot in Europe, and I had people tell me, they'd come up and say, well, you're a great singer. Well, I'm not a great singer, but I know how to play guitar well and how to fake it real well. So,
we love you, Robert. Yes, and we love everybody. We're here. We've got a good 50-some minutes to do the shows. We've been asking. If it's all right with you, Gary, we'd like to just use that for our Monday. That's just such a positive song that I think
it truly is. It truly is, and I think it goes down as one of my favorite songs ever. It's just, here comes the sun. How much better can you be, you know?
And I'm the sun guy, so how much better could I love that?
Amen.
Amen. We love everybody. We're here, and it's gone wild. Let's get a little wilder. Those of you who are putting in, remember, this is the end of the month here. We just had 6,000 fans. You run through our Facebook site. Psyche's Gone Wild is at 5,000. Jethro's at 7,000. You fans are doing it. So to thank you, we're going to be giving away prizes the end of the month here, Friday the 30th. Me and Amy Kavanaugh will be giving out awards and prizes to all of our fans. We do have a little trivia to get in there. I apologize. We're having a little bit of backup from the phone, but I'm checking it out to see. It looks like it may be Gary's phone, so you can just get a little bit away from that rotor. Sometimes that'll do it to us, and we'll go ahead there. It looks like we got it fixed. We're back in there. You can hear a little bit of a buzz. I'm going to go to 616. You're the wonderful listener that gets to play with Bonnie and Gary. How are you, 616?
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call so soon, too.
Thank you. We love you. This is Psychic Gone Wild. This is Jethro. Have you listened to our show before?
No, I haven't. This is the first time.
Oh my goodness, you're going to be Gary. This is going to be a first with Gary, and Gary is wild. He will tell you how he does it. Gary, let her know how you will give her that phenomenal lithomancy reading.
Okay, lithomancy basically means divination by stone, and the method I use, there's several methods around. None of them are well known, as opposed to astrology, tarot, runes, and so forth. But the method I use involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun through Pluto, and then 6 on life. And in a moment when I tell you I'm ready, all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones into basically a circle of leather about 14 inches in diameter, just a circle. I read from the center of the circle up toward the top, which I see is 12 o'clock, and then around for like 12 weeks, each hour representing a week. So that's basically to give you some visual idea, and you can always look at GaryWimmer.com/psychic and see a lot about lithomancy and what I do. But having said that, I'm going to warm these stones up, charge them in my hand, and as a caller said last week, you have some sort of electric charger? No, I just put them in my hands, so that's all there is to it.
So I just say drop when you're ready?
Yeah, they're feeling pretty warm, so anytime you want to say drop, sweetheart, that's all you have to do.
Okay, drop.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, it feels like you're making a lot of fresh ideas about relationships and about love and about where you're going in your life here. There's a lot of stones in the center here, so there's been a lot of changes. There's a lot of things you're working through as far as probably relationships and so forth, emotional things. But in the first week or so, you have the Sunstone, Saturn, and the life stone, and they're kind of arcing from the center to about 2 o'clock. And what's that is showing me is that you're going to make a lot of progress in the next couple days and week on really making a lot of solid decisions about yourself, practical things, organization, sort of like a reassertion of your confidence in yourself and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to help you a lot because it's going to bring a lucky cycle to you. You've got the luck stone, and the moon pointing right at each other. And they're a byproduct of what you've been processing. So the fact that you've been processing this about relationships, about commitment, about the past, about a lot of emotional issues, the fact that you're processing it means you're learning a lot. And in the first week and a half to two, that knowledge is going to bring you a lot of luck. Not only to have a return of good feelings about emotions and so forth, but by the third and fourth and fifth week, it's going to open you up to a lot of fresh ideas about your whole life, where you want to go, and how you want to take it, how you want to see it unfold, new visions and so forth. And one thing you're learning through this process, you've got Uranus next to Jupiter and the Mercury stone all kind of lined up. This is actually going to liberate you a lot. It's going to help you think outside your known point of reference, outside the box. It's going to give you a lot of fresh ways to not only see relationships and commitments, but also to see how you see man, how you see where you want to go in the future, and how you're going to not only communicate, but make good decisions about those things, regardless of what decisions you made in the past. So this processing you're going through is really going to help you in the long run, and you kind of know that. I pick up that you're kind of already aware of that, and you're wondering how long does it take and where does it lead to, and so that's what I'm trying to let you know. Sooner rather than later, you're going to feel a lot of strength and good results. That's for the next week and a half to 2 weeks. It's going to really have a profound effect on you. The Love Stone, the Play Stone, and Venus come back again from the 9th to the 12th week. So it's going to help you a whole lot this 3 week. These first 9 weeks are going to help you a whole lot about how you feel about love in the long term, how you feel about it in your place, what you want, and so forth. And you've got the magic stone outside the circle, and what that's indicating to me is through this three-month period, you're getting your energy back up for like another, it's almost like starting a fresh chapter in your life, another round. But this time, you're going to be able to see how to set things in motion easier, because you're, a lot of it because you're processing a lot of your doubts and fears here. So beyond this three-month period with the magic stone, it's showing how you're setting up a lot of things that are going to work very favorable for you. It's going to be like your touch is back, your magic is back, timing is good for you, and so forth. And I know I talk kind of fast, go through a lot. You can always listen back on the archives, which we suggest. And with that, I hope that helped you, sweetheart.
Wow, it's amazing because you're right on. I mean, that's why I called in today. I wanted to hear some kind of affirmation.
It's a learned art, and as Bonnie can tell you about relationships, that's a lot of things. You ladies are very complex. God bless y'all.
Nice way to put it, Jethro.
We have it easier on a lot of levels. Men do on that. Y'all are very complex, but God bless you. I hope that helps. I'm gonna let turn over to Bonnie.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
I would love you to ask me a question about romance or your relationships.
Well, I called in. My one question that I wrote down was if you see any changes on the way for me. I don't know, just generally.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And are you looking for a change?
Not a change in myself. Maybe a change in someone around me.
Okay.
Behavior wise.
I feel like that's why I asked you if you were in a relationship. And usually when somebody calls and they are in a relationship, it's because there's some doubts or some questions that they have about that relationship.
And
that's what I'm kind of getting. And that's why I asked you to ask me a specific question. I see you've got some questions about this relationship. So if you want to throw one at me, because I could think of many, but I'd love to answer one that you would want me to answer.
Oh, a specific one? Will I be with this particular person in the future?
Well, you know, I feel like there's a lot of doubt around you. I feel you do want to be with him, but there's got to be some change. I feel mm-hmm. there's things that you're not happy with in this relationship, and mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my best speech. And because, you know, I'm also a life coach, that you're going to hear me say this almost every show, but in order to make a relationship continue or work, or even if it doesn't, because if it doesn't, you've got to, you don't want to waste any more time. You don't want him to either. But you really need to communicate, because what I'm feeling is you're holding back a lot of the things that you don't like that he's mm-hmm. doing, and you're doing it because you're afraid. And I feel that that's not a great thing for you. You need to communicate, put some candles on the table, go out to dinner, and discuss with him what's going on. Because I'm going to tell you, don't be afraid. Because if you're afraid, then you know that something's wrong. And you can't live with something wrong. You've got to correct it.
So, I'm just tired of it. Okay.
Yeah. So you either have a choice. You have a choice to talk it over and see if you can work it out. And if you can't, it's time to say, we need to talk about maybe taking a break.
Yeah. Okay.
So I hope that's helped you. And I'm big into communication. I'm big into trying to talk, because I can tell you'd like it to work. So I'm just saying, I think if you threw the communication card right out there, you might absolutely see a difference.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. Totally. You're right on, too.
Well, thank you, honey.
Something I should do.
I can feel it, and I know you can, too. Don't be afraid of anything in your life, because what you're afraid of will come back at you time and time again. So if this was not a meant-to-be relationship, it's something both of you should know sooner than later. But I'm going to tell you, I think you're going to be surprised, and I would really, really suggest you starting to talk.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, and good luck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and blessings to you for calling in. We love you, and do please follow along and make sure, with those of you going on psychicsgonewild.com, to win those prizes. We've got a phenomenal artwork done by my sister, Linda Jolly Richards. She's made a very artist. She has colored, drawn, I'm not sure the word, I'm having a little word, created a very phenomenal artwork. And those will be one of the prizes that will be given away August 30th. There will be a half an hour reading by Dina Flanagan. There will be an hour reading by Psychic Jethro. We've got books. Gary Wimmer's got two of them. I've got one. We've got a third one on the way here. You guys don't know what all we're going to give. Just get in and put in. There's three questions you have to answer to get in for the big prizes. First one. Is you need to have down and know what is the name of Psychic Jethro's adopted sea turtle. There's a female sea turtle that I have adopted who's making her way back home out in the sea here. They let her loose Monday. We were so happy to be able to go here to Myers Bay and watch her be let loose. We need you to know that for trivia. We've got two more questions we'll put out there. You guys, we want you to put in Psyche's Gone Wild. Show as you listen in. Answer the second one. Is Dina Flanagan really Irish? It's a joke from all of you who listen in the Thursdays, and no. And the third one is, what psychic uses music to do her readings and has always used the music to do it? I'm sure you guys will know. We've got a new listener here that just wrote in. We will have Bonnie Albers. We're trying to get it worked out now. She will be on next Friday, and that will be at 2 p.m. Eastern time for Psychic's Gone Wild. For those of you in Australia and Canada, you guys keep asking, and we are getting Bonnie over there. Bonnie will be with us this Friday. Those of you listening in at 2 p.m., it will be Janine Reagan Sinclair. She's back and better than ever, strong and working and doing her own radio show, and we've got her back. The Crystal Key founder is going to be back like me and her used to do on Wednesdays, talking about healing and health. We love all of you guys. Please remember to share us on the website. Something Facebook has been doing lately is they've been playing with all of our likes and dislikes and all of that. Please share us and tell your friends to like us, and we return, we'll share those of you who do the same for us. 410, what do you know, 410? You're on next.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Kathy, you little doll, I'm glad to hear from you. Gosh, I worry about you.
You do?
I know. I know you're busy, and then I when I don't hear from you on the show, I know you're probably out with some other psychic, aren't you?
Hell no. I mean, heck no.
Hello. Oh, I do. You got
me. Calling you all the time.
Oh, who says? Who's making up the rules now? Now they're
okay,
in our love.
Okay, I will. I will then.
Love you, and you're listening to Gary Wimmer and Bonnie Albers. And Kathy, go ahead. I'm sure you know the routine, but you know, talk to Gary and tell him when you're ready to draw.
Okay, Gary, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, you want to do a regular 3-month reading, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let me get a little. Let me get your energy into him, sweetheart. Just take a second. It's kind of just charging them in my hands and imagine your beautiful energy penetrating through my fingers and into the stones, and they feel warm. So anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Okay, drop.
Okay. Wow, you have a lot of power coming into your life right now.
Yeah, where is it? I just did a craft show, and there were like 55 jewelers there, and I made not a whole lot of money.
Well, you've got the right in the center, and you've got 3 or 4 stones around it. So what I feel like you're doing, and also at the very top, you've got the life stone, the magic stone, Jupiter, and Neptune. So this is like starting this next couple of days and week. You're going to be able to visualize and bring about more prosperity than you think. It's not overnight, but it's making a lot of the right organizational moves in the next couple of weeks, prioritizing, figuring out what is most valuable, what your customers want, figuring out a lot of things about business, because you've got the commitment stone on its side, and that's why I wasn't surprised to hear you kind of frustrated. You've got Pluto and Uranus right next to it. So what I'm feeling with this, especially close to the sunstone in the center, it's confirming what the stones at the top are said. Quit worrying, as Bonnie said a while ago. And we all do that. We all worry. Start thinking in terms of how things are going to work. And if something doesn't work, that's cool. There's 100 more good dreams happening. Because in the next week to 2 to 3, you're going to recognize more and more and more how to get your visualization and your confidence up to where the business is following that. So you're a pretty positive person. But just what you started off saying, well, this didn't quite work last weekend. Well, that was last weekend. Next weekend, maybe the million seller. No, seriously. You know what
it's true. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm saying. Just because you didn't win the lottery last week doesn't mean you're barked for life and will never win it. So things can change incredibly, and I feel like you're going through a lot of change here because you're a very gifted person. That's the first thing I felt. You've got a lot of good energy. You've got a lot of psychic energy. You've got a lot of great intuitive energy. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, bit by bit by bit, bring that up to its higher level. Let it work with you on a practical level. Because not only is it going to turn around your business, it's going to help you see a lot of the things that you need to tweak, organize in a different way. It's showing you the things you need to let go of as far as fears. And this could also be in relationships as well. Because by the 3rd and 4th week, you're marching to a different drummer. You've really organized a lot. You've used your visualization. You're not worried about what didn't happen last week. You're thinking in terms of how it's going to be creative next week. You know, if you don't catch a fish in the first 2 minutes, what do you pull up your fishing rod and give up fishing for life? No. You move to another spot a little bit. You hold on a little longer. Because by the 5th and 6th and 7th week here, you're going to be surprised how many good decisions you make, how much luck you're having, and how much it's helping you with love, it's helping you with personal balance. And by the end of this 3-month period, you're going to be in such better balance, or your artistic ability is going to be much more highlighted, much more sellable. You're going to be emotionally much more inspired. Not that you aren't now, but you're going to turn it into it's like maximizing your potential in the next couple of weeks. Think 3,000 and settle for 150 rather than think 2 and settle, or rather than think 20 and settle for 5. Think big. You've got you've got Jupiter right at the top, and the magic stone, and the sun stone, and the life stone. All these are coming into play. It's saying think big. Don't worry about last week. Think about next week. That's a lot of what I'm feeling for you, because it's going to help you settle out a lot of things about not only relationships but business and plans, and help you update yourself for the future. So let go of some of the old styles or whatever ain't working and pick up the new things. That's very quickly what I see in a nutshell. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely does. I came home thinking about, okay, what am I going to do next now?
Amen. You little rocker.
I'm using my Reiki energy to infuse my jewelry now.
That's what I thought.
Oh, that's a great thing.
Gifts, girl. Lighten up on yourself. You've got a lot of gifts, a lot of talent, a lot of insight. Lighten up on yourself.
Okay.
You know, and I know from experience, because I'm a like Jethro, I'm a Scorpio. Jesus, I get so damn intense sometimes I scare myself.
I know, I know.
wouldn't
it be nice if Jethro was my mentor?
He's a great man, as is Miss Bonnie Albers, who I'm going to turn you over to. Good to talk to you, sweetheart.
You too.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I would love to get to know you because they all seem to know you. So I'm just happy that I get a chance to even say hello.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I'm just putting my romance and relationship thing aside for 1 second. You know, I wanted to say something when Gary was talking to you, and that was more like this. You know, being prosperous and being a big achiever and doing really great things monetarily, I think that's a great way to measure yourself when you look at going to a craft show. But I think you got a lot more out of that craft show than that. And I'm wondering if there were people you met or things that you came out with that, one, I feel like will help you get to those goals. I believe either you met some people or you saw something that might inspire you for the next time. So not all the time do you go to, like, craft shows or shows with your jewelry, because I love jewelry myself, but I think you learn things from other people. You might not have made anything, but I think that probably you did meet people or you enjoyed yourself or you saw something that might inspire you for the next time.
Well, I went with a friend that I haven't seen in a year, and we did this craft show together. So, yeah, I really did have fun. That's why I knew I lost money last year, but actually I made like $150 more this year. But, yeah, it was just a great time.
That's right, and I knew that because, you know, it's not all the time spirit wants you to just have monetary value, although you did make some money. But they also know that the relationships of friends, because I do that too, is much more important sometimes than monetary things. So I'm really glad that you said that because I knew that you got something really, really special from this craft show.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And now if there's any romance in relationships, although we spoke about the relationship with your girlfriend and I know how that inspired you, but if you'd like to ask me any other question, I'm available for that.
Well, let me ask you about my husband then.
Okay.
Do you see me moving to Florida with him?
Well, I'm seeing a big yes because, you know, my natural instinct is if he's your husband and I don't really feel a whole lot of angst. I think that you two live maybe differently as far as what you do, but I just don't feel that the two of you are separate. So
yeah.
I think that sure. I mean, I would hope so. I would wish so for you. And if you want it, I don't think there should be any reason why you don't.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if I was going to go or not because I just love it in Maryland.
You know what, honey? Sometimes I always say love, your home is where the heart is. And
true.
It's really hard to find somebody that you can mesh with. Whether you get along, whether they're your best friend, whether they're your husband, whether your husband and best friend.
Right.
It's not, you're not going to live where you are without them because I will tell you when that heart aches, you aren't going to want to be where you were.
True, yeah. Well, I'll be closer to Jethro.
Hey, now that's good. Now we're talking.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now who gets their prayers answered? I told you guys, you didn't realize I have friends over there, and I will use them. Love you, Kat.
Love you, Jethro.
Thanks.
Take care, girl.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and we are here teasing to be a crazy and loving psychics gone wild, going a little wilder for you. I had a gentleman ask me yesterday, how do I get these individuals on here? And I got to tell you, it comes with a lot of work and a lot of really intense. I sit down, I do a lot of meditation, I do a lot of prayer, and I have a lot of people sending me ones to be interviewed. Just because we haven't got to is not a bad thing. Any of you who really know Psychic Jethro knows I'm a talker. I'm not a texter, I'm not a typer, and definitely, as you've seen on Facebook, not a speller. I am going to tell because Facebook, for some reason, threw out most of our likes, but we're going to get them back because I'm going to fight with them. Every time we work real hard and get our promotions out, we find out they come up with a new list. Well, those people can't give you a like because they're Facebook friends of somebody else. I've made up my mind. Facebook, I'm going to bite you where it hurts if you don't leave us alone. So I want to just tease you, go back to what we had. Thank you, Kathy, for calling in. You know we love you. And we're going to turn around at this point, and we're going to read a few emails. I'm going to start out with the one we've got for Gary here. Gary, we've got an individual here who's asking. She says, Gary, she's listened to you on quite a few shows, and she has a question. She's a little shy to call in, so she's writing here and asking me, Gary, I have always had like bad fortunes. That's why I'm not calling in today. My name, you can call me Les. A lot of people tease me. I'm not a Leslie, but there's just a name that they've always teased me. My name is close to that. Please call me just Leslie if that's okay. But I'm really shy, and I don't want to call in. I always have bad readings. They always come out that they're really sad and terrible. Gary, could you give me a reading and tell me maybe what's wrong with me?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll give you a little example. This is a fact. I just got back from a neurosurgeon. I have incredible back problems. She looked at my x-ray. We're talking about surgery. She said, to be honest with you, Gary, you've got more problems than any patient I've got. I've got 6 vertebrae screwed up. I can barely walk sometimes. I'm in incredible pain. And I get a choice, like every human being at every second and every day. Am I going to bitch about it, or am I going to find happiness in it? It's that simple.
Amen.
And the thing I feel like you're doing is, you know, if someone gives you a bunch of poison crap, don't drink it, you know. There's people who don't know how to be inspirational. I have a lot of people tell me, say, God, you're so inspiring in a reading. Well, do I need to tell you how complicated life is? You haven't figured that out yet?
That's a good one, too.
Seriously, I mean, so my point is basically this. Every second in time, you have a choice to see the world either dumping on you or being happy and inspiring, and probably some shades in between, but that's pretty well the extremes. And if you feel like you're getting bad readings, if you feel like life's dumped on you, look at your thinking. Start allowing yourself to enjoy what you have. Be inspired by the connections you do have with God. Always increase your ability and so forth. Always keep your mind open. But don't allow yourself to just see the glass half full and settle for that. The only reason we see the glass half full, I mean half empty, rather than half full, is to learn how to see it half full. So my point is, in a nutshell, every time in the next, give yourself a week practice. Every time you find yourself falling into some sort of negative energy of some degree or another, use conscientious energy to turn around. When my doctor told me that this morning, and she said, she was just sad, she said, you've got very serious back problems. You know, I played music my whole life. It's a good thing it didn't come about to the last 5 years because I was touring and traveling and so forth. And she had kind of sadness in her eye, and all I can think of is, thank God I don't live in Syria. Seriously, it's my choice just like it's your choice and Jethro's and Albert and Bonnie and everybody on the planet to see the glass half full. And once you start doing that, it's a technique. It's just like the more you pedal your bicycle, the better you get. Life is techniques. It's learning. I'm going to turn it over to Bonnie. She's probably got some comments about that.
Oh, you know I do, because do I ever not have a comment? I am so happy that I'm just going to be able to comment on what happened with myself compared to you. I had a reading one time, and I had every bad card in the deck, and you know what I said? I said, oh, my Lord, I'm so happy, because this means I get change. And so I always looked at, if I had gotten 5 bad cards in a reading or anything, I always looked at it on the bright side, because with I don't know if you're talking about cards or just readings, but everything means change. So some of your bad instincts or cards or whatever somebody's telling you really means that your life can change. And I love that because I'm ever evolving and ever changing. So to me, I never look at a reading as bad. I look at it as an opportunity to change.
Leslie, amen. You got it from our two. Yay, man. And both of you two are phenomenal. You got it there, definitely. And I love both of you for your question. We're now going to take, and I'm going to read you an email we've got here. Hello, Jethro. Just wanted to check in on you. I hope you've been enjoying your radio show in the summer. Since I had my reading with you, which pretty much changed my life for the better in so many ways, you've helped me find peace and my joy back. I will always love and respect you for that. Thank you. I will cherish and remember you all the rest of my life. There's no way you could have read or researched the things you shared. I will give my eye tooth one day to be able to meet you all. Love and cherish you all. From Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. That is very beautiful. You almost got me. Don't get me teary-eyed. It's early in the day, and we still got a show to do with these two. So I'm just like, that was very sweet. You got me off guard there. I just pick them up as they go. And it's like, we've got another one here that's writing. Deanne's writing in, and she's like, I've listened to Bonnie for quite a few years. Bonnie, I have a feeling that you are just the best mom. I have never really had a mom because my mom passed when I was very young. I went through most of my life with surrogate or adopted people, mostly foster parents, who really didn't have time for children but wanted the money to take care of us. Bonnie, listening to the show makes me feel like you're kind of my mom. I hope you don't mind. I'm 14, but I want to call you mom sometime. Tina Mount, that's very beautiful. Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We're going to the phone. You guys are... Okay, before Jethro balls, 512, it's up to you.
Hi, it's Pearl.
Hello, Pearl. Would you like to talk to our phenomenal Gary and Bonnie?
Yes, I would.
Oh, hi, Pearl.
Hello.
Hi, Carol. Would you like a general reading, Carol, or do you have a specific question?
It's actually Pearl.
Oh, Pearl, excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sure, I can have a general reading. That's fine.
Okay, my dear, as you said, Pearl, I'm seeing white light around you and good feelings, and taking those and putting them in my fingers to charge these stones up. And all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels good for you, and I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you've got Jupiter, Uranus, the play stone, and the magic stone all coming into play. Again, you ladies are very complicated. You've got issues of love that you're working on and healing from and so forth. But you've really got a lot of change coming in your life and a lot of luck. And that's not weeks away. That's the next couple of weeks. That's the next couple of days and week. You may not feel it all of a sudden. You may feel more disruption in place and things than inspiration. But there's a lot of luck there, because the next couple of days and week, it's going to help you change your thinking about things. It's going to help you have this sort of creative surge of, like, liberation, of thinking freely, of having good plans and so forth. So take this next couple of days and week as being inspiring, fortunate, and lucky for you, and let it play out, because it really is. You've got the Lux Stone. You've got Uranus, which brings a lot of fresh change, even though it brings chaos and uncertainty, but it brings change. And you've got Venus, Jupiter, and the Commitment Stone. Don't worry about the things you're processing, about the things in the past. You've kind of pretty well gone through that a lot, and you're pretty well healing from that. That's why you've got this new fresh start. And by the second and into the third week, you're going to find your decisions around your environment, communication, the ability to not be so feel like you're it's like giving you the ability to not feel so emotionally unraveled. It's helping you make very sound decisions about yourself in a very practical way. And in an inspirational way, because you've got Neptune next to Saturn. So you're learning a lot about your spirituality. You're learning a lot about how to see fresh balance. You're learning a lot about how to see luck and expansion in these first couple weeks. And you have the Life Stone right in the center of the reading. So that's saying that a lot of things from the past that you let go of are really going to open up a whole fresh life for you. They're going to help you the way that you think about men. They're going to help you with love. And especially from about the third and fourth and fifth week on, you're getting a lot of good feelings about love, about emotion. It's going to set you by the eighth and ninth week by the seventh and eighth week in a feeling of power, in a feeling of new goals, new aspirations. And by the end of this three-month period, and again, I'm going quick. In 30 minutes, I can cover a lot more than I can in three. But by the end of this three-month period, you're going to realize how much you've sort of changed your thinking about relationships and yourself and luck and your environment and how much control you have or don't have. Instead of feeling like everything's running you, you're going to realize how to assert your will on things in a very positive way, how to reach your dreams. And again, with the Life Stone right in the center, this, even though you may not see it right now, you're going to learn a lot about what makes your life work. You've already learned about what kind of screws it up. So you pass that, you're moving from that into the decisions to make it work again. And I hope that makes sense to you. That's short and sweet. Does that make sense to you, girl?
It does make sense.
Good. Stay inspired. It's a time for inspiration. And I'm going to turn it over to my dear sister, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Hi, Pearl.
Hi. I have a question for you. Are you in a relationship?
Are you asking me, or am I? Or
yes, because I was going to ask you a question.
Yes, I am in a relationship.
If you were to think about what makes you happy at the end of the day to go home to that one person every day, what would that be?
I love you, Pearl, and I do want to tell you that Pearls are my favorite, by the way, and I have many of them. So I am going to answer your question. It is a twofold question, and not one thing makes me really happy at the end of the day. They all make me happy at the end of the day, but I will tell you what my favorite thing that makes me happy at the end of the day coming home to my person I'm in a relationship with, and that is communication. I love when I can look in his eyes and we can look in each other's eyes. We can say hello, how was your day, and tell each other about what we've done and actually have a conversation about it. Because when the day is long and you're tired, the one thing that makes me happy is to know that somebody that I love can look in my eyes and say, I understand. So that's what brings me the happiness. Although I'll tell you, kissing, hugging, and other things make me very happy. But if you're going to ask me on the radio, I am going to tell you that communication, intellectual stimulation, emotional commitment to a relationship is what brings me the best happiness at the end of the day.
And isn't that amazing? I think a lot of people would agree with that. And we're so much more alike than we are different.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you so much, Jethro, for having these two lovely guests on, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Pearl.
Thank you.
All right, I'd like to get to your next caller.
Thank you, Pearl. You're wonderful, honey. Very wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're having fun here, and those of you listening in know this is Psychics Gone Wild. That's what we were here for, to hear the not only the thank you for callings, but the loving intervention. And what I had someone teasing, they said, you know, Jethro, you go and you give people hours on this show. Then you give people 20 seconds. We kind of go with what they do. I watch the clock. I see the people. We've got a lot of people today. But what we're also got is we can only help so many. Gary had a really good thing he said there, and I want to make sure you guys catch that. I can give you so much in 3 minutes. So those of you who really want to get in depth and really enjoy with us, take that time and grab one of us and have a full reading. I had a lady tell me that she had listened to me for almost 16 years from the different businesses I've been in, from radio to on other things, and she let me know that she had the most phenomenal readings from me. And I laughed and I said, really, have you? I said, you've had all these done from all of my promotions to do this? And she said, yes. And I said, I've never really, you know, I obviously had not had her as a client because I send birthday cards. I do a lot of things for my clients. I've had clients since 1995. What I loved about it was she told me the most unique thing. She goes, I'm scared to death of it. And she goes, when it comes down to really getting in depth, I think that what I hear from you guys on the radio and I hear from you in other marketing is so intense. So I explained something to her. Gary hit it on the head. We go through this and we're doing it real quick. I've had people tell me, Jethro, we have to tape with you. So I tape, But when we sit down and we do the 30 minutes, I do go over a little of the stuff. We go back over. Those of you who really want to get there, get a hold of Gary Wimmer, sit down, let him do what he do. You know, turn around and talk to Bonnie. Let Bonnie do what she does. What we do is we help individuals, and that's why we're doing this on here. I had a friend ask me, why does everybody keep coming out? Why do they keep getting more and more people? I said, if I had my dream, we would probably be on a good 8 hours a day, and we would have anywhere from 16 to 22 psychics and helpers and, you know, all the individuals from coaches to, we have hypnotherapists, all of our friends would be on. We have people from Mexico that started out with us, other friends, and every one of us would be giving out good advice, solid like these two do here, to help you guys. So let's hope someday that Jethro's dream will come true and we'll all be able to do that unity and do it. But for now, we only give you a little bit of time, and then we love you and have you come in and do it. I know a couple of you wrote me a little bit upset from Maryland, and you let me know that you felt that I had picked different people off the phone, and that's not true. This is a live show. We go through the phones. I go right down the list. Sometimes I do miss somebody if I say out your name and you don't answer, only because if I was listening in and it was boring and someone was sitting there going, hello, can you hear me, can you hear me? And about the 15th time, I'd be like, okay, you're psychic. Do you know they're not on the phone? So that's why I do that. 516, we love you, 516. How are you? You've been waiting for a while, haven't you?
I love you back.
Yay.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sandra.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. The show has been really great, and I don't think you have to explain all that stuff. I think people should just be grateful to get through and grateful to be picked.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
I'm sure Jethro is fair and gives everyone a turn.
That's right.
I want to say something here. You're right, Sandra. Jethro, he's got great energy. I just love the guy. He's got a good heart, a good soul. He works hard. He laughs,
he
and that's a healthy thing to do in life. Laugh, smile, be light, be happy. But, yeah,
right.
like the letter you got a while ago, Jethro, you're a good soul. We love
yeah,
you, bro.
Yeah.
You got good energy, man.
Thank
you.
So, Sandra, can I give you a three-month reading, Sandra?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love something like that.
Okay, this is just going to be kind of general again because it can only say so much in a couple minutes.
No problem.
I'm using these 16 stones, and they feel nice and warm, my dear. So all you have to do is say drop anytime you feel like saying drop.
Okay, drop.
There you go. Jupiter, Venus, right at the center. Love stone, right at the center. Pluto here too. So you're processing a lot of things, but you've got Jupiter and Venus almost like helping you through this processing rather quickly. Such that by the second week, you're going to feel a lot of inspiration because of stuff you're letting go of, and it's going to put you a feeling of love back in your life. It's maybe feels a little cornered right now, but it's going to have like fresh expression, fresh feelings, and so forth. So don't worry about the little bit of complications you feel in your life, the unsettledness, the doubt. It's like everything in life is a cycle. If we didn't have doubt and darkness, we'd never recognize what light and beauty and harmony is. It's that way in the polarized world of yin and yang, and that's just the way it is. So take this as the end of one cycle, or going through one cycle and starting to feel like it's, because it is, reinvigorating you. Especially the stones outside the circle, the life stone, the sun stone, are saying what you're learning and what you're integrating in this period is really going to help you a lot with life plans, direction, new goals, and all that sort of thing. So whatever you're going through the next week and a half or two, little bits of anguish and letting go and stuff, it's going to reignite a lot of passion in you and probably a lot of passion in other people toward you. By the third and fourth week, you'll know a lot of more about what I'm talking about because it's you've got Mars right next to the magic stone, right next to the moonstone. And this time when you run into obstacles with men or this man or anything like that, you're going to have a lot more inventiveness. You're going to not feel trapped. You're going to figure a way to see things and visualize things in a very empowering way, thinking outside the box, using a lot of inventiveness in your personality, in your dialogue, that sort of thing. And where communication may have hit a road, a wall in the past, it's almost like you're learning how to reframe what you say and how to do it and so forth, as well as how to think and how to see yourself as winning during this period. So by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, as you go through this energy cycle that's letting Jupiter and Venus and Neptune help you move you forward, give you fresh power, by the sixth to the ninth week here, you're going to not only feel so fresh, but you're going to have a new feeling about luck, a new feeling about place within your environment. And by from the ninth to the 12th week, again, kind of going a little fast here, Jupiter and Venus are again coming into play, and they're confirming how much you've learned about relationships, about expansion, about allowing yourself to think in different ways about both love, business, and men, and your emotions. And that sets you, that's like sets up a series of techniques. As I said a while ago, life is techniques, typing is a technique, swimming is a technique, breathing is a technique. Life is also a series of techniques, but what you're learning is going to help you with making a lot better decisions in the future, have really good plans, and be able to reach your goals a lot more easily because you don't have the struggle going through. You'll have other struggles, but you're healing a lot of these. That's in general what I'm seeing, but it feels very good for a whole new fresh feeling about love, even though you're going through some things to bring that about. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Well, not towards love, but I think it's more about communication with people. And, yeah, it really hits the nail on the head. And, amen, thank you so much. I know that I'm going to do something.
Love doesn't always mean a one-to-one relationship. Love also means family, people you care about. And, yes, Mercury's right at the top, so I felt like you're coming from a period of less than 100% communication, moving into one that's helping you become very empowered in that. Sometimes the things we lacking are the very things we learn, and then later we learn them and we don't lack them anymore.
Good. I'll have that under my belt.
Good. Very inspired.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. I'd love if you could give me anything love coming up for me. I'm not involved, and I'd like to see something serious in my life.
Well, you know what I'm feeling? Because I think you're a hopeless romantic.
Oh, I so am.
Yeah, I can feel that. I love romantics because I'm a romantic also. I'm such a romantic, and that's why I specialize in it. And I'll tell you, when you do, you draw energy to you, honey. I kind of feel, though, that you have your, you say you're not involved with anybody. And I think you, for some reason, I've got this feeling that there's somebody you might want to be involved with.
No one that I know of.
I just have this feeling that you, I don't know if you've, something's telling me that you might know this person or you'll be meeting this person through a friend.
Okay.
I have a feeling you're going to find somebody that you do know already. And it's something that's going to surprise you. But I do believe, and if you think about it, that there's going to be somebody in your circle or a friend in your circle that is going to get you together with someone. And I see a lot of possibilities for you. I believe that hopeless romantics always fall in love. Now, whether it stays with them or they have to meet the next one, that's going to be the issue. But I do see somebody coming into your future, and I think it's somebody. I'm getting a feeling it's somebody you know.
Okay.
So look around. Look around in your workplace. Look around in your friends. Look around in your friends' friends, but they're coming.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. I will keep my eyes open.
And make sure, you know, hopeless romantics, they love candles and chocolate. They love movies. They like soft whispers and beautiful kisses. And I see all that in your
future. True.
I wanted to add something real quick. Bonnie is in communication with my lady, Brooke. Brooke came up to me 6 years ago at a meeting and introduced herself, and I fell in love with her.
and have since then. If you find a guy you're interested in, don't be afraid to go up and introduce yourself. If it's a jerk and he takes offense of it, he's a jerk. Move on. But be bold enough. Take a chance. If you find someone you'd like to meet, just go up and meet. Doesn't mean you have to drag them home, but don't be afraid to take a chance. Put yourself out there.
I certainly wouldn't. I'm a salesperson, so I know how to work that.
Okay, good.
Well, thank you both. Thank you, everyone,
have
very
a good
much
day,
for
girl.
That. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Gary, before you go, I do want to tell you this. I adore Brooke. She's the most beautiful, wonderful, absolutely most intelligent, sweet soul I have ever met. You are very blessed. Yes. Both of you are very blessed.
We are.
Very beautiful. You guys, we've got another half an hour. You two aren't going anywhere because we've got people behind. They're trying to run out. You know how they get. They love to help, and we tease them.
I just don't want Gary to stop talking about Brooke before I got that to say.
We love you. I'm teasing you. You know I'm doing it. But it's like these two get so mushy. We have to watch. They sound like they were getting ready for one of them tears. I think they're both phenomenal. And obviously, what we love about them is they help all of you help each other. We've had a very good comment here, and we've still got about 16 calls. Well, 18 calls. Okay. 16 to 18 when these two keep messing with us. If you're on Skype and you hit the F5 button at the top of your screen, it will refresh your Skype and bring it back into focus. I know it's frustrating. I have a lot of United Kingdom callers who are upset. I have one here from Demekonor, and he's writing me asking me, why is it that every time I listen in on Mondays, you never will let me in your show? So I'm letting you know, it's not me, it's Skype. I tell you, I love you people, and then Skype goes along and tries to make you mad at me. So we're going to go ahead without Jethro whining anymore. Some of you have been on 55, 60 minutes. I know you started out with us. We are going, and we love you. That's the fun thing about Gone Wild is you don't know where we're going wild at. So what we're going to turn around and tease you as we go to the next caller who's in line. We are going to go here real quick. We've got 719. You're on next.
Thank you, Jethro. I just had a real quick question for whoever wants to take it. Are there any messages from the other side? Because apparently my hearing is not what it should be. So just throw that out there.
You are so cute, Kelly. And you know I love to death. And you know that there's all kinds of messages on this show from the other side. Oh, you're so sweet. Let me see. Gary, did you want to take this one or do you want me to take this one?
Well, I just wanted to say one thing. Kelly, I think you're already aware of the messages.
I can't decipher them.
Okay, I was going to say.
I know they're there. I'm just having trouble with reception.
Well, that's the learning technique. When we get input from the other side, it's if you get an email or a fax, it's pretty clear.
Right.
What we get from the other side is signs, feelings.
Right.
Very seldom do we get the fourth door on the left at 9 o'clock. So we have to.
I will.
Gary.
And I know who you're looking for. I know who you're looking for, Kelly, and he is right with you. And he is saying to me that you know that it's him and that your wires aren't crossed.
I know they're not crossed. I'm just trying to go and it's like figure out what kind of ear cleaners to use so I can hear better. I found that we had ear chakras last night. I'm going, I got to work on that. Obviously, I need to clean the lens.
You are so cute. And if you have a question, I can ask him. So if you have a question that you want answered, I can certainly answer for you.
Okay. I'm actually trying to get to see if my dad is, I'll say, unmuted, if they have the duct tape off his mouth yet from the other side, and if he's being allowed to talk and be sociable, or if they still have him in quarantine.
I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole, Kelly. What I'm getting is that when he's ready, he'll give you the messages he needs to give you, and he's kind of being cantankerous. So, and I don't use those words often, but that's what he's saying, and I see him saying, just tell her, when I'm ready to talk, I will. So,
right.
I think duct tape is off. I just think it's a matter of time.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
going here. And we thank you for calling in. Those of you who know, that's our Wild Kelly Coulter that does our Sundays and Saturday shows and pretty much any shows that we can throw her in because she's really good. So we want to thank her for calling, and she's phenomenal as always. Those of you who are tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and what we're doing is we're going wild. So grab a hold of that telephone, call 773-897-6461. We are at a full queue, so we do have phones with you coming through. We got more people here, but we do want you to listen in because then you know what we do. So 925, how are you?
What?
Hi, 925.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
Well, my name's Sahara. I just wanted a reading.
Phenomenal. And you're here with us?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And what's your name again, sweetheart?
Sahara.
Sahara? Really?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You're probably a pretty hot lady. That's the feeling I'm getting. Yeah, don't talk yourself out of it now. Don't talk yourself out
of it.
That's funny. I'll give you a general 3-month reading. And again, as I've said before, this is kind of general because I only got a couple of minutes to do it in. But I'm charging up these 16 stones I use. And all you have to do is say drop whenever you want to, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
So it's up to you.
Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, everybody's getting a lot of Pluto right now next to the commitment stone, which seems to be the case here, too. And that means a lot of things you're processing about commitments in general. Probably because of a lot of changes recently in your life, mostly in communication-wise. But in the first week or so, you've got the sun next to Venus, and you've got Saturn out by 1 o'clock. So this is showing that it's going to help you with a lot of organizing in the first week or two, setting new fresh priorities so that you feel see yourself in balance. Venus, right next to the sunstone, is saying how much you should love yourself, feel good about yourself. The Saturn stone is sort of saying this is a time to reconstruct things in your favor rather than feel too down on yourself about things about the past or things you can't control or other people and so forth. Because as you go through this next week and a half or two and start really feeling your balance and feeling your worth and so forth, which is you've been kind of challenged in that area, but as you go through that, you're going to start feeling a whole new feeling about the way you feel love, the way you visualize love, the way you want to make changes in your place, and the way you want to have fresh opportunities come about. So as you go through this first week and a half or two, don't belabor the obvious that life's been complex and there's been tough times. You already know that. You've been through that. Start really looking at where you want to go, how you want to feel, and give yourself full credit for who you are and what you have to give. Because as you do that, it's not only opening up a whole fresh interpretation of love and putting all that healing in the past, it's giving you this new vision about yourself that is long overdue, about your worthiness, and about how commitments in the long term will work for you. And that's going to bring about how you feel a whole different feeling around your place, your environment. It becomes much more inspirational on all levels. Have a couple partialized. Go out and meet people. Get new things to connect in new ways, because as you do that, by the 7th and 8th and 9th week, you've opened up your life to a lot of fresh miracles, fresh possibilities, inspiration. You've certainly gone over the processing you're doing now. You go over that in the next couple of weeks, and you pretty well put that in the past, step by step. But by the end of this 3-month period, you and your emotions are working together. It's not a tug-of-war. It's like cooperation because you're deciding where you want to go, and it's like being very conscientious of things so you don't make what you consider clumsy mistakes or stupid decisions, things like that. And you have to make some stupid decisions in life to realize how to make good decisions. Because beyond this 3-month period, there's a lot of great activity for you, and there's the right guy, so don't worry about it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much.
That's Hi. Short and sweet. I'm going to turn you over to our relationship coach, Bonnie.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. So I would love you to ask me a question about your relationship or romance.
Well, I am single right now, so I guess my only question would be, you know, when do you see that changing or, yeah.
You know, I kind of agree with Gary. I mean, I always agree with Gary, so it's not like I don't, but he has said that you needed to have a little bit. I think he was saying that in a few weeks your self-confidence was going to build and that you were going to have great things coming your way. And I really believe that when you want to look for a relationship and you want to have romance, you've got to love yourself. And loving yourself is the first step. I know it sounds trite, you know, and because when I hear myself say it, and I would just be rolling my eyes, but the truth of the matter is, if you listen and you start to really concentrate on liking yourself and really feeling that you could make somebody besides yourself, because yourself is the first one you need to make happy, somebody else happy, you will have a lot more to offer and put on that plate. And I think that that's what's kind of missing right now. I think that you need to look and see, because I know that you're a great girl, and I know that you want great things for yourself. And so just put that out there and make a list. You know, and here's my list again. Make a list. You just put 5 things down of what you want in your relationship, whether you want a good-looking guy, a guy with money, a guy that's just nice, anything on that list. And then put a list on the other side of what you want in yourself. Because you have to know that when you want something for yourself, that other person that you're going to ask to come into your life, even as a friend or a boyfriend, is going to want that same thing. So whatever you put down for him or her, you know, friends, you want to put down there for yourself. So just look at that list. Try to live up to it. Try to be the sweetest and most wonderful and most proud person of yourself, and you're going to have somebody walk right into your life. I know that doesn't answer like a when.
No, it does. It really does.
Okay, good. Because it'll come really soon once you do that.
Definitely. I will definitely take that advice.
Good, because I could feel you're going to do it.
Yeah,
yeah. You go, girl.
Thanks so much, you guys.
You're welcome.
Besides, you're very young, girl. You've got a lot of time ahead of you and a lot of love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
We thank you. We love you. Thank you for calling in. And we've got a very special person here that's on the phone queue. One thing is I have a very good memory. I used to wait tables for many years. You've seen me eat. You know I have to be close to my friend food. This is Psychic Jethro, and I looked over here, and I just saw we have from Tarot Questions and Answers. We have a very, very good person who got to actually do a show with me and Jethro for about a couple months ago, I think it was. We have Daniel Gonzalez on the line here. Daniel, how are you doing, you wild tarot reading woman?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just
how are you guys
oh my
doing?
Gosh.
Hello, everyone. How's everybody doing?
We are
great.
Wonderful.
You have a question for our phenomenal two?
I do. First of all, I'm excited because I don't see time frames when I read. And so I understand Gary kind of is doing it in like a 3-month span. And that's perfect because I want to ask both of you guys about my relationship and what's going to happen in the next 3 months. Like, is he going to move in? Are we going to live together? What's going to happen?
Well, do you want to Derek, you going to give her a reading first?
Interesting enough, the love stone slipped out of my hand while I was trying to charge him up so I could feel it. Part of you is saying, I don't want this to slip out of my hand. Does that make sense to you? I swear, I read the signs. I listen to those.
Do.
Yeah, sometimes they point to my computer. Sometimes they point to the microphone. They point to different things around the room. And I actually look at the way the signs connect because life is big series of signs. Oh, yeah, it really is.
Oh, yeah.
So as I've been charging these up, my dear, they're getting nice and warm. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see in general.
All right. Drop.
There you go. Well, one thing that you're doing to your favor, and this is very healthy for you, you're finally getting letting go of your fear and your doubts. And that's a very good thing. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, because that's one stone that's just jumping out by itself, and it says, wow, you have not only let go a lot of them, you're continuing to let go of them, and you've got the Mars stone right next to the love stone. So, yeah, quit doubting. This guy loves you.
Yeah,
he does. Probably more than you realize, and probably because sometimes you're wondering, you know, I know you ladies, you're biologically prone to think, where's this going in the long term?
Mm-hmm.
Because your biology, you raise kids, you know, you have the birth and so forth. But you only live a day at a time. We only live a day at a time. And what this is showing me, that you've let go of so much of your doubts and your fears that you're about to really enjoy a day at a time the way it should be lived. And that's going to make love feel like you're not putting a time limit on it. You're not putting any restraints on it. You're opening it up to let the universe allow it to happen. You've got a very good thing with love going on in your life. You really do. And by the third and fourth week here, you've not only learned so much about letting go that you've already done a lot of, you're going to feel around your place a series of expansion, a lot of fresh dreams, togetherness, a lot of good directions. So this is helping you worry less and organize more and plan on things more. Now, even though there's some communication things about commitments that haven't been cleared yet one way or another, it doesn't mean they can't come clear. It feels like there's probably maybe, you know, men are guarded, you know. We're just prone that way, you know. Oh, what does this mean? Love, commitment, relationship? Oh, God, you're taking everything away from me? No, the fact is women give so much to men, but sometimes we don't see that. We're a little oblivious sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
But your concern over where this is going is going to turn into communication about where you want to go. So you're learning to steer this boat a lot better. And sort of surprise him. Keep him growing. Keep him learning. Keep him learning new stuff because y'all do teach us about love. We teach you how to get in a big old pickup truck and run over stuff. And you teach us about love. We do.
Gary.
You know,
a wild man.
Such a romantic.
Well, you know, men can be a little crude in life, let's be honest.
It's true, but it's funny.
So what I'm feeling for you is a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, a lot of good things about love, and it's primarily because you have consciously taken the step to not be afraid. So don't put a time limit on it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's kind of a nutshell. I think I would imagine Bonnie's picking up the same thing I am about
yes,
a good feeling.
Yes, I am, very much so. And I love that. I am picking up all of that. I'm picking up again that, you know, exactly what Gary told you. So would you like to ask me something? Because I hear you in the background. So am I missing a question that you wanted to ask me?
It wouldn't necessarily be any different. I just kind of want to know. I guess what I'd like to kind of know is what his – I know how I feel and what I want, but I'd like to kind of know at this point in time what he plans to do. Like, he might not be doing it yet, but what is his plan?
Can I ask
you? Things very under wraps.
I'm sorry, what did he say?
I said he keeps things under wraps. He's very, very he's that way with everything, with business, everything. He never tells anybody what he's doing. He doesn't discuss his plans, like how a couple might sit and say, this is what I'd like to do in the future. He doesn't do that. He makes it up in his mind and then he does it.
Well, can I ask a question? How long have you been going out with him?
a little over 3 years.
Yeah. You know what my whole impression of this is, and I'm so happy I got you. My whole impression is that there are some people who just are doers, and there's some people who have to be pushers. And
okay.
I believe that I don't see a time, like, I really feel that you really love this guy, and I feel he feels the same way about you. The only problem I feel with him is the commitment thing is tough for him. It's not that he doesn't want it, but he's got a lot of angst about it. And so I don't believe that, I believe communication is the best key for you. So what I'm going to say is I don't believe that you say he can't communicate. Well, that's not for me. That's not going to make it. So I'm going to tell you, for you, it has to be. And I know that he feels the same way. So I think when you start giving him that push, not about when you're going to get, you know, move in or when you're going to make this, a permanent thing, but just a push about, hey, you know, where do you think that this might be going? Because I really feel I want to be with you, and I really feel that you want to be with me. What do you see our future looking like? And I think that if you ask him in the right way, he will tell you, but he's not going to volunteer.
Right.
So you are going to have to, I won't say pull it out of him, because once you open that line of communication, he will absolutely answer you. He might be a little evasive, but if you put it in the right way, he won't be able to be evasive. And I wouldn't pin him down to times like what Gary said. I believe in that everything takes its course, divine timing. If it is meant to be, you know that it's going to be meant to be. But you can ask what he feels like his timeline is. And I think that if you do that, you'll find out that he's going to communicate to you better.
We thank you, Danielle. The phones are going a little bit. We've got a couple more people to go. We love all of you calling in. Danielle, there we go. We got her back. Danielle, it's Jethro playing with the box. How are you? Jethro, you want to come on your show?
Okay.
No, Bill, you can come on our show, and we got to come on yours. I do love you, Danielle.
Yeah, you have to. I love you right back, and I look forward to being part of all of this. It's great. You guys are fantastic. The energy is perfect. I love it. You guys, great. Everybody's doing a great job. So thank you so much for your energy, both of you.
Thank you.
God bless. Girls, stay happy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, blessed and happy. And we got a few minutes here, and I have to do my plug. I know all of you know that I gave you the start out. Who is Jethro's sea turtle baby he adopted? It's Tampa Red. And Tampa Red is a phenomenal Ridley sea turtle. She was found here in Florida. She had some problems, and why she got named that was the red tide brought her back. She got very sick. She is very phenomenal. She is doing her migration right now. And so those of you who do put in on Jethro Smith, or put in for this whole week, anybody who does buy a reading, even an email reading, I will put $30 of that towards you adopting Tampa Red too. So we can put some funds together to help these sea creatures. This is, you know, this is a beautiful animals. These are part of God's way, and this is my way of giving back. So I want any of you and all of you who do buy a reading this week to put down Tampa Red in the line. Even if you don't, I probably will put the amount in and give it in your name. So there. What we're doing is we're going to help these animals get to feeling better. The Turtle Consortium down here is working with it. We've got, Florida is known for helping individuals. Now let's help some of the animals. I don't want to see everybody from New York just coming down because we're healthy. I want to see the animals down here be happy because we live here. So please take a little time there. It's Tampa Red is your first answer for those prizes. And Kelly's going to be giving some coffee away. We've got other ones coming in. We've got one here that just wrote me and said that we'll be working with. I'm sure that they've got some other prizes coming up. And Amy will be giving a half an hour reading by Amy Kavanaugh. We've got the family all revved up. And Gary, I think you started when you started with those free books of how wild you were is what you did. They're all revving up here. So we thank all of you guys. We want you to continue to do that. Find something, you guys, in your life to help with. If you find someone or something that makes you feel good, help with them. It's called spreading the wealth. Gary had a really good thing. He said something today that really struck home to me. Those of you who do kind of know, both of us have individual things that are in our health. No one does know it until we talk about it, because what we do is we keep on rolling. We both have been on the other side and realize there's still candy, there's cake here, there's goodies. I'm not ready to go over on the other side. I want to eat. I want to dance. I want to talk to Bonnie Albers. It is 814. Talk to Bonnie Albers and Gary. How are you, 814?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Well,
would you like a general reading, Amy?
Actually, I have a specific question.
We'll throw it to me, and then we'll throw it to Bonnie and get 2 points of view on it. How's that?
Okay. Well, my question is, do you see, I had a job interview last week, and do you see how the interview went, or if I'm going to get the job, basically?
What I'm picking up, first of all, is a couple things. It got you to get out and do the interview. It got you to feel inspired, but not as inspired as you need to be. So feel more inspired. It seems to be underlining more about the process of you building confidence and sellability. It's not, what I'm feeling is not necessarily about whether you're going to get this job or not, but how much it has to inspire you. Like if you go on another interview, do it twice as good. Have twice the enthusiasm. It does feel like you impressed people, though. There's some people there who thought you would be good with them. They liked your personality. They liked the way you, were sweet, kind, not irritating in any way, that sort of thing. So I think they're considering you, and it has a good possibility. And what I suggest between now and the next couple days, it's for you to feel very inspired, you to look at yourself in the mirror and feel very elated. Jethro, are you there?
I'm here. There's something going on. I apologize. We've got someone that's getting a lot of energy, and I'm sure that it is with the other phones, and so we love it, but I don't know. It sounds like someone's in their ice machine or something. So I apologize. I think we did lose her, so we're going to continue on. It has happened sometimes. What we love and what we have is we all help all of you. So definitely keep coming in, all of you guys. When you do take a turn and you get on the Psyche's Gone Wild, we try what we can. 814, we're going to try one more time. I don't know if you have a snowman there, but somebody's beating something up, and it's not pleasant. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry with that, Amy. It looks like something there is happening. Were you, like, maybe scraping your car or...
No.
Dragging the floor with your ice pick or something?
Right.
No. I don't know what the noise could have been.
I'm sorry. It's energy. And they're telling me to tell you that you've got someone on the other side. Bonnie's also real good. Bonnie, would you talk for a minute about, they're trying to give her messages. And I'm sorry that I shouldn't have made light of it, but there's some really wild sounds going around you. Your guides want to talk to you now.
You know, Amy, I felt the same way when you called. You know, I believe everything has a positive. I'm one of those girls who's never going to tell you that anything you do is either a mistake or it shouldn't have been, or you're not going to get something or you're going to get something. I believe everything is an experience. Everything is made in divine order. You went to that job interview, right, correct, Amy?
I'm here.
You went to that job interview, right? Correct?
Yes.
And did you really wanted that job? But I feel like there's something about how you feel about that job. And I'm not sure whether you went on the job interview because you really wanted it, or you went on the job interview because you really need to work. But whatever it was, I feel like there was a good thing that came out of it. Whether you get the job or you don't get the job, there is a message for you, and the message is you've got to keep going, girlfriend, and you've got to start looking about what worth you have
to put out in the world. And you have a lot of worth. You have a lot of skill. You have a lot of absolutely perfect energy, and you can help people. You can work with people. You can work at a job doing anything. But what they're telling me is that it's the, like Gary said, it's the process. You got to pick yourself up, and you've got to start doing it, because that's the message I'm getting. Your guides and angels want to see you get up and do it, and that's your message. And you should be happy that you did. You should be going on more job interviews. You should be widening your base as to what you need to look for, and I think you are going to be happy.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy. We shouldn't have teased you about the ice picks and that. You know we're only jesting. Please don't tell our moms, okay?
Okay.
We love you. We've got 5 minutes left. We've got about 15 people. Sorry, guys. You'll have to get a hold of us and get a real reading and then find out how we really go and roll when you put us to the metal, pedal to the metal thing. So I want to tease for just a few minutes here real quick. Those of you who have caught Catch a Star, let us know privately that you have. It will never be shared. You wanted to see and you want Bonnie Albers, because you can wear Bonnie Albers on your shirt. We have got 3 T-shirts of Psyche's Gone Wild with the beautiful Bonnie Albers in her design of putting the pieces together of the puzzle. She's a puzzler, which is very intriguing for those of you who are looking for a beautiful lady to wear, not on your arm, she's already spoken for, but you can wear her on your shirt. So we want you to do that. We love all of you. Tune in for next week, because they're still looking. I'm sure they'll have one for Gary. We haven't got the picture here to hit the press, but I have a good friend with T-shirts that's helping us. Thank you guys once again for all of the Psychics Gone Wild likes. Please share it on Facebook, and we'll share yours. Having over 5,000 likes may not mean a lot to you, but for a person that started out with 123 almost 8 months ago, ready to cry his eyes out, going, what am I doing with this crazy radio? You showed me what I'm doing. I'm having fun and making friends like you. We got to get one more in. There's a bunch of you. 770, you get to talk live to Gary and Bonnie. How are you, 770?
Hi, Jeff. Oh, I'm surprised. This is Maddie. How are you guys?
Oh, good.
Hi.
Sugar girl.
I just want to general. I have some things going on around me, and I'm going to see if one of you guys is going to pick it up.
Okay, well, I'll do a short general reading, and short is probably the key word. I'm charging up these stones right now, and all you have to do is say, drop, my dear, and I'll tell you what I see in a short version. So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay, girl. Well, what's going on for you right now is you're starting to get some good emotional feelings about yourself, about balance, about harmony. You've got luck. You've got the Jupiter stone. You've got the commitment stone. So, yeah, you're in a very progressive cycle, and you kind of know that. So don't fight it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying. You know that. You know you feel good about things. So don't talk yourself out of it, because as you go through this first couple weeks and so forth, you're going to learn a lot about the very things that stop you from benefiting most. And once you go through that period in the second and third week here, your life's going to open up on a lot of levels, professionally, relationship-wise, emotion-wise. In a nutshell, to end this quickly, by the end of this three-month period, you've got the Life Stone pointing outside to the Magic Stone. So not only are you going to have a whole new fresh goals beyond this three-month period, you're going to find your magic again. So start with what you already know is good, and when you come through the second and third week, let go of all the crap that's holding you back from excelling. That's what I'm seeing in a nutshell. And I hope that makes sense to you, because you know you're on that roll, right?
Thank you. Yes, I kind of sort of, yes. Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Hi.
Over to you, sister.
Hi.
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Oh, I have a cousin named Bonnie.
Oh, I'm so happy.
She's one of my favorite cousins. Yes.
Well, I hope I'm one of your favorites after today. So.
Yes.
Do you have any questions? I was wondering, what were you feeling around you? Because I had that question right from the beginning. But do you have any romance or relationship issues you'd like to ask me about?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I have this friend that I had spoke with. He doesn't live with in the same state that I live in, so I had spoke with him some weeks ago about meeting me somewhere, summertime, to hook up you know, to spend some time together. And so he finally got back with me last night and came off with a lot of nonsense talk that I didn't quite understand. You know, like, we're not on the same page, you know. I'm just trying, I get through the day and just trying to make my day happy, and you look forward, I have a six-year-old grandson. You look forward to spending time with your grandson, da-da-da. I said, sure, I have a daughter and I have a grandson, da-da-da. And I just, and I, this afternoon, I just started laughing about it. I just, it sounds so funny to me. I said, I never in my life had anyone come off at me that way. I say, what is that all about?
Well, Maddie, don't go anywhere. Bonnie, don't go anywhere. We're going to just stay on with you. We're going to say goodbye to everybody because they're going to kick us out in 16 seconds. Mom said dinner's on. We're going out the door. Stay on the line, Maddie. We'll talk to you privately and still keep here because Bonnie's good and she's still here. The rest of you, we love you, Gary. You hang there. We bless you, and we will talk to you next week. Go ahead, Bonnie. Continue on.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. I'm here. Okay.
We